It's the uprise. That's what I need. I need the uprise right now.
What was the deep breath, though? I gotta hear the deep breath.
You wanna breath. Hear the deep breath? It's like that meditation, right?
Like yoga.
Yeah,
you used to take yoga, didn't you?
I still yoga.
Do you?
I still do yoga. I still yoga. What? I was basically trying to do the calm before the storm, just and then the uprise as the music hits you, right?
Because
that's how the uprise music hits me every week. Deep breath in, boom, fire, game time, go, uprise all day. We're back, OC.
We're here, man.
We are the Jason and OC podcast. Is it too late to change our name? The podcast.
I think that the people enjoy our name. Mm-hmm. I think the people like our name, and I think it rolls off the tongue very, very well. The Jason and OC podcast, smooth, right?
The way you say it.
So we got to keep it like that.
The way you say it. If I could do it all over again, I would call it Uprise.
Mm.
I would. It's everything we're about. I mean, whether we're talking sports, politics, anything, it's the Uprise.
But.
Tell me.
But.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But. If, Jason, we would have named it The Uprise, we would have been canceled before the first one.
Oh, we wouldn't have made it this long.
Oh, man, them people don't like that name. They don't like that name, J-Bell.
We played it safe.
Oh, my goodness. They panic when... They panic when they hear that name.
We played it.
Jason, did you see my former logo?
Yeah. When you took it down, I said, somebody asked nicely.
Oh, this guy's trying to go places. You know how when you're trying to go places, you kinda have to.
You gotta steer the car straight a little
goodness,
bit.
Man.
Oh my
goodness. This world is a trip, bro.
Hey.
This world is a trip.
It is a trip. To our viewers, listeners, you know, because we're on YouTube now.
We are. Is that why we're dressed like this?
Well, no, we're dressed like this because we were filming.
Got you.
Right? But that's why we're in suits. And I wanted to let them know.
You're so honest, man.
Like, I didn't want to lie to
them. Yeah, I kind of wanted to make it feel like we got dressed up specifically for this podcast. But
I wasted an opportunity.
Yeah, you did. You did. You're supposed to be a man of the people, too.
I am a man of the people.
Not anymore. Not anymore, J-Bell. No. You've been on Strictly Come Dancing. You're doing the Roomba. And all of a sudden, you changed. Do you still ride the bus, Jason Bell?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I do.
You probably got the bus to yourself. You probably got the bus, and you're sitting on the bus by yourself.
I'm not taking this one. I'll take the next. I have done that. So you don't know about this because you don't take the bus. But sometimes there's two buses that come together and go in the same direction, right? So everybody rushes on the one bus, but I know I'm going the same direction. Yeah. So I get on the bus after. Yeah. Nobody's on there.
So you outsmart them.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
You know.
Done.
Yeah. So well done. I do take the semi-empty bus.
Yeah.
Love the bus.
Yeah.
Love the people, too.
You know you don't. Not anymore. Not anymore.
How you think Dan's doing with his Strictly practice?
You know, I think Dan's gonna be okay, man.
You think he's gonna be all
right? Yeah, I do. But you know, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with Dan.
That's tough.
And I saw this man operating under stress. I saw him operating under pressure. And this man came through in the clutch. Matter of fact, I used to call him Lieutenant Dan, like Forrest Gump. You seen Forrest Gump?
Yes, I have.
You know, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
That's what I called him. I used to call him that. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And so I think he's gonna be fine, man. I do.
Man, you right too. If you can handle that kind of stress, you'd be all right. Shout out to Dan, our man. He's getting ready. Hopefully he's working on his flexibility and things of that nature. NFL kicked off. Love it. First week. Exciting for all of our listeners that like the game of the NFL.
Some people listen to us, they don't even care about football. It's weird.
It's true. Yeah. People, you know, we protect the innocent. Yeah. People have said that to me.
Mm-hmm.
One person specifically who I really like is a friend of ours said, oh, I skip over the NFL parts, but.
He looked you dead in your eye.
Knows the NFL parts. So her, I think her husband listens to the NFL parts, but she skips them over. So and likes the game. But yeah, we must be boring when we talk about that. But I will say this. NFL, don't panic.
Yeah.
Fans, do not panic. Mm. If your team didn't play well, if a player didn't play well, don't panic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's early.
I agree. I can't even think of ever, except for maybe one game in my 12-year illustrious NFL. I was a monster.
In case you weren't on the field with me while I was being a monster, let me remind you, I was a monster. Oh, my God.
I can only remember once where I played well in my first game. One time.
Really?
One time. It was against the Carolina Panthers, 2010. That was the only game I remember I played well. It usually took me 2 to 3 games to really get into my groove, right? Wow. And I don't understand why, but it would be like game 3, game 4, I would hit my stride and then I would start terrorizing people. But the first couple of games, Jason, I never really played well. Like, never actually happened. Look throughout my career, it never happened. Never happened.
But you held your own.
I was okay. I was doing my job, right?
Right.
But I wasn't necessarily making the plays that I needed to make. I was a skillful player, right? There's some people who are just, they just have natural ability. They just go out there and they play, right? But I had to go out there and I had to watch my opponent. I had to see what he was doing well. I had to see what he was doing wrong. And in the early stages, you couldn't really see any of that unless, of course, you knew the guy or you'd been playing against him for many, many years, right? I never really could see that, so I would have to see some tape on him. Oh, this is what he did. This is what he couldn't do. This is how I'm going to get after him. And this was the way I was able to get after the quarterback. It took me a little while to get myself going.
Make a very, very interesting point. And this is why I wanted to go into this direction. I believe because defenses, we have to get a key. We got to watch film. We got to study our opponent. We got to see who you are that year. Defenses always start slow to me in the NFL. There are some defenses that play well, but you're going to see the offense kind of have a kickstart, right? Because if they got their timing down, if they have their rhythm down, you know, they can kind of flow a little bit. But defenses, it takes a little time. And I was just like you. That's why the preseason always kind of scared me a little bit. In the preseason, you don't know your opponent. You could be covering a receiver you never seen before.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't know this guy was this fast, you know? In the season, what helped me was tape study. Understanding my opponent, learning my opponent. And in these first 4 games, like you said, the first 3 games, it's going to be interesting to see how teams shake out, but we're going to see those teams that play like you get better. So just don't panic,
chill
people.
Out, man. Chill out.
That's what you have to tell me a lot of times.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
True. That's true. Because you panic. You panic. You do.
Yeah. But that's what happens on the field. That's why, you know, life we always talk about is so similar to what we dealt with on the field because
it's a microcosm.
And it's intense, right? It's all squeezed into this short 17-week season. Mm-hmm. I almost said 16. We got an extra game, everybody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you need people that kind of tell you it'll be all right.
Yeah.
It'll be good. We had a little adversity this morning, didn't we?
Tell us about it, Jason.
Oh, dude.
What happened?
Well, you know, this happens to everybody a little bit sometimes. It was raining. Yeah. You know, we had to get somewhere. We had to do some things.
Yeah.
And our cars never showed up.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine that. Funny thing about the United Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
For as much as it rains out here, right?
Uh-huh.
The minute it rains, the city act like,
what is
it raining? What is going on? Oh, we're not going to send the cars out. We can't walk. It rains almost every day. Like, how have you been able to function as such a civilized society? And it rains every day. I've never seen anything like this, J-Bell. Why do they behave like that? Why do they do this, Jason? Why? Like, it'd be like you in California, you go outside and the sun is shining. You're like, the sun? Is the sun shining? I don't know what to do.
I can't see.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's like they can do, light rain is cool. Heavy rain doesn't work.
No.
Doesn't work.
It's crazy.
I enjoy it. We got here, though. Adversity.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody, and this is weird.
Tell me.
This is really, really strange. And I was telling somebody that one of the reasons why I really like where we live now,
yes,
is because of the weather, because of the rain.
I enjoy it. Me too.
Yeah.
Does that say something about us?
My sister said that the reason why it's like that is maybe because of your personality, but I was like, Jason, that's not Jason's personality at all. He's the opposite. He's the opposite of that. Now me, okay, but you know, I do not understand why I enjoy it like that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Maybe we just enjoy being out here, so we'll take everything that comes with it.
The good and the bad.
Yeah. Just, it's all good with us.
Yeah.
We love it.
Oh my God, it's raining. It's raining. I don't know what to do.
I hate
330 days out of the year it's raining. And you still don't know. You still haven't figured out what to do when it rains.
The panic, it sets in. Oh my God. People are going to come up to us and start, it's raining. Oh man.
Unbelievable. Oh. I saw something else yesterday.
Tell me.
And I found this fascinating.
Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Against the Las Vegas Raiders
right now. Yeah.
Fantastic game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the best games.
You loved it.
Of
we
the
loved
week,
it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it's because the Ravens have lost quite a few running backs. They still rush for over 100, it was like 180 yards.
Ton of injuries.
Right?
Yeah.
But they still rush for over 100, like yes. 180 yards, yep. right? I think this is like their 30th game in a row over 100 yards. Like, they're about to be. About
86
to
came right? from their quarterback.
Yeah, yes, right? But here's the thing that I noticed about this team.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, right? Remember the offense they used to run before?
Yes, I do.
They weren't really running that offense. He was more of a pocket passer, right? And he struggled a little bit, right? But I don't care about that. I'm okay with him struggling a little bit, trying to be a pure pocket passer, because I believe he has the ability to be able to do that, right?
Yep.
But here's the thing that I found interesting. And this is something we talked about two years ago.
Mm.
And I said this. I said, the Baltimore Ravens, if they're ever going to take the next step, all right, they're going to have to force Lamar Jackson into being a pocket passer.
You said it. I remember it.
We all know he can run.
Yeah.
We all know he can do
that. I remember
that,
you saying
that. Right?
This.
But in order for them to take this next step, they're going to have to force him to do that. And he's going to take his lumps. He's going to take his bruises. But he's going to come over on the other side, and he's going to be the best quarterback in football. Why? Because he's going to be able to read the defense properly. He's going to be able to sit there in that pocket. But guess what? When it's time for him to escape and make magic happen, he is going to be able to do that on a completely different level. And this is what I said.
Yeah, you did.
They didn't listen to me last year. Seems like they may be listening to me this year, J-Bell, because they played him in a way that I didn't think they ever were going to do, and it's going to pay dividends for them down the road.
Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody calling him out on, man, you need to give this man some kind of passing attack, right? Design something for him. And throwing the ball 30 times.
Mm.
Completed 19.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that, OC, like yeah. you said. 235 yards. But what you said, the point you made is the most significant, and it's this. We know they're a good team.
Yep.
We know they're going to win games. Hopefully they're in the playoffs. To win the big games, when you get to those final games, they're not going to let you do what you do well.
Yep.
You just said it earlier. It took me a couple of games to figure out my opponent. That's when OC turned it up.
Mm.
Was OC a good player? Yes. What are good teams going to do? They're going to figure out what you do. They're going to attack your weaknesses. They're going to play your strengths.
Mm.
That's what's going to happen in the later rounds. He has to have an answer to that. He has to be able to shift from what they're taking away to what they're giving him, make them pay, make them try to stop that, and then go back to what he's good at.
Mm.
The best quarterbacks do it. Listen, we talk about Patrick Mahomes all the time. There are times when they find a way to cover his receivers. If they turn their back and they're not watching him, can he get you up the middle for 15, 20 yards.
Yep.
It's not pretty, but he gets there. Yep. He gets there. So if he couldn't do that, then he wouldn't be able to really execute the way he needs to. Now, we know you play against Tom Brady. He's not running anywhere. But he can do other things. He can carve you up in other ways. He can dump off the ball. That's why he always needs a little running back, right? Mm. That's why, you know, that's why they brought in Giovanni Bernard, right? Mm-hmm. Because he can't run. So when you take everything away, he needs a little back he can dump it to.
Dump off.
And that's him running.
Mm.
And that's what he's always done well. This is what you're talking about with Lamar Jackson. Let him take his lumps. Let him do his thing. But if he can develop in those later rounds, mm-hmm. to your point, man, he can be dangerous.
And you know, Jason, the problem with that, and excuse me, this isn't just about, you know, him, mm-hmm. right? I think so many different people can learn quite a few things from this particular situation right here.
Talk to me about this, because I'm ready for this.
Yeah, and okay, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever heard of something called Dutch disease?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, the Netherlands, right?
Yep.
I
figured it was a disease, a Dutch disease.
Yeah. But it's actually, they were very, very resource rich, like oil.
Yeah.
They had oil, right? And what they noticed was, as they became more dependent on their oil, everything else around them suffered. So you know what they did?
I do know.
They shut down. They shut down. They were like, you know what? We are not going to use this resource. We're not going to rely on that. We're going to develop every mm-hmm. other aspect of our economy. And this country is thriving because of it. Now, you juxtapose. That's that word again. Juxtapose.
Yeah, we
again.
Use that. People are going to like gonna when like you hear that. This.
Yeah.
Say it.
You juxtapose.
Juxtapose.
Juxta.
Juxtapose.
Juxta.
Juxta.
Jux.
Jux.
Ta.
Ta.
Pose.
Pose.
That's it.
Man, you know when I read it?
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
I think I'm saying it.
Yeah.
But until I hear you, I'm realizing just don't ever throw that out there without OC
don't
having
do
your
that.
Back.
Yeah,
just,
don't do
just,
that.
Just, yeah. It's like a background singer. Like, I'm not going to hit the high note.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you hit it.
Exactly.
Boom.
Yeah. But we all win.
Boom.
Juxtapose, right?
Yes.
So you juxtapose that to other countries,
mm-hmm.
right? Nigeria, for instance, mm-hmm. country I'm from. Massive oil. You know, massive other, you know, but mm-hmm. because they're so dependent upon that oil, right?
Negatively impact the rest of your economy.
Everything else is shut down,
mm-hmm.
right? And now you're dependent upon the fluctuation of that oil price, right?
Price in dollars.
Everything else suffers. And this goes back to that. You have a lot of tremendously talented quarterbacks, right? Mm. So many of them.
Mm.
But because you're like, oh, no, this guy, yeah, he can run. You just let him do it. And you fail to develop them on other places, and they suffer in the end. It never fails, Jason.
This is fascinating. And it's wow. And I tell you, I'm going to throw this back at you. When you look at countries, especially outside supposedly the developed world, right, it takes time. It takes time to transition.
And efforts.
Effort, right? And usually somebody's going to have to give up something, right? So when you look at these organizations, you look at these teams, coaches, general managers, they're in win now mode, right? They don't, sometimes they don't feel like they have the time to say, we're going to sacrifice today for tomorrow.
Wow.
We don't have time. So we're going to just do what you do well, and we know we can make you better, but we just can't do it. The same thing that you see with a lot of countries out there. Not necessarily their fault. That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. But you understand that somebody always has to sacrifice for the greater good.
Okay.
And in team building, okay. You see that happen, and you see that not happen.
Okay. So, I like that. I like that quite a bit. So let me ask.
Well, you started it.
No. This is. I am fascinated by how connected everything really is. Right. So now, right. You have countries like China,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
One party.
Mm-hmm.
One party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this party, the Communist Party, they're in power for who knows how long, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I remember I was in the United Arab Emirates. I was in Dubai. And there was a guy who was driving me around, right? And I was asking him about their ruler. Because their rulers have been in for, I don't even know how
royal
many
families,
years, right?
Right. Yep.
And he said to me that, yeah, they love that. They love their ruler, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because this guy has vision mm-hmm. and he has the ability to be able to execute over the long haul for a long period of time, right? So now in these countries, these underdeveloped countries, so to speak, where you have fledgling democracies, right? Just like you said, a guy comes in, he only has 4 years, right? So is he going to think to himself, let me do something that's going to help the country 20 years from now? Because as you said, this takes time. Or let me just do something now, blah, 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 blah. And they just keep on digging themselves, or they keep on digging us into these holes. Is it better? Do you think it's better for these countries that actually need a lot of this help to have one party or one ruler over a long period of time? Or do you think that we should be trying to engage in the Western-style democracy for countries that literally can't use that right now?
Yeah, it's a very difficult question to answer. But I will say, because of human nature, power has always corrupted.
Yep.
Especially long-term power. It's always a danger to that. And what you're at risk for is that the person that is in power, chosen, elected, or forced mm-hmm. power, really cares about the population more than anything else. And that's just risky.
That's too risky.
That's just risky.
It would probably be the best thing ever.
If they did. That's a big if. You know, when you look at America and you look at what's happened with our past president, not to get into politics or anything like that, but you know, there's a lot of people that were glad the way the system was structured.
Yeah.
They were glad that he, you know, wasn't able to do the things maybe he wanted to do. And when you have someone in power that you might not agree with, you're always happy about the restrictions placed on them.
That's
but when
crazy,
you have
right?
somebody that you agree with, you want them to have all the freedoms possible.
Yeah.
So it's a very hard question to answer, but you're right. We see the same thing in our league, you know, with teams. You know, it's the luck of the draw with – what do we say about rookie quarterbacks when they come in?
Mm.
We always go, man, it's lucky.
Yeah.
It's lucky where you go.
Yeah.
You didn't have any choice. It's just like where you're born, right?
Yeah.
It's you're here. You got with this coach. You got with this organization. It really worked out. And you look at another play and you're like, well, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you look at Sam Darnold right now over at Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
And everybody, you know, he was at the New York Jets, wasn't doing well. The situation around him wasn't well. You look there and everybody that's an analyst will say, this is a great situation for him. He's young. He can change. He can shift. Let's see if that happens.
Yes.
But he's still the same guy, same work ethic, different scenario, different situation, different leadership.
Yeah. Incredible.
It's so fascinating when we look, and that's why we love this game and we tie it to everything else we do in life, because like you said, it's a microcosm. Like, these stories play out everywhere else.
Maybe I'm going to go seize power in Nigeria. I'm going to seize it.
Well, I hope you're
seize.
There's nothing positive when you say seize and then clench your fist.
I'm going to seize it.
And you clench. Why you clench your fist?
Because that's what you have to do.
I'm
going to seize.
That nothing about that is like, I'm going to do it in a democratic way, though.
No,
it's
no,
just,
no, no, no.
It's just, I'm just going to squeeze the power.
Seize it.
Well, you know what? On another level, if you do that, they always, you know, I always take their friends with them, so.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
That's true.
I need my
pass. But we wouldn't win. Like, it would be awful. Like, we would be living in regular houses.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I've taken that too far.
Yeah.
I have taken.
What kind of president are you? Huh? You're wearing Crocs to go outside. You represent our country wearing Crocs. You're a very foolish man. We don't want you as our president. Come on, get out of here, idiot. That's Nigerian OCD.
What? What?
Come on, get out of here, idiots. That's what he says. Very, very fast.
When does Nigerian OC come out for, like, when you need him? Like, oh, I need to bring out Nigerian OC to get this result. Like, what is it? Bring me there. Take me there.
As soon as I land at the airport.
Oh, really?
Jason, as soon as I land in Nigeria, Nigerian OC comes out just like this. He unfolds.
He just
like this. The first time I took my wife there, my wife is very smiley, right?
She's very happy.
Just a smiley person.
Yeah.
A smiley individual. So we land, and as soon as we land and get off the plane, I'm like, listen, you better stop that smiling right now.
Why?
Bro. You cannot be walking around Nigeria smiling.
You told her no more smile. Can't do it.
Can't do it. As soon as you get in the house, you smile. Uh-huh. But as soon as you walk off that plane in public.
Stone face?
Because they got to know. Otherwise, they are coming for you. Oh. And I'm not talking about in like they're going to hurt you or anything that. But they're going to try to take advantage of you in some form or fashion. That's just the way it works. So, I remember one time I landed and going through the airport. I was actually on my way to a different part of the country. And I go through the airport and I go through the metal detector. And as I go through the metal detector, the lady looks at me. She's like, you have nothing for me. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you know. You want me to
go through a metal detector?
You want me to bribe you to go through a metal detector?
Aren't you here to protect people?
What is going on here? What? The craziest thing, Jason. The nicest people.
Right.
The nicest, most incredible people, bro. Like, I love Nigeria. Love my country. But it's just the way they are. And you have to walk around stone face walking around there. It's incredible.
Man, that's kind of how you got to walk around before a game, huh? When it's
game time.
Don't talk to me.
Game time. Game time.
I had a friend, Tony Parrish, you know him. He played safety 10 years in NFL. And it'd be like, the game would start, right? Mm. And I'd be like, what's up, TP? Frown face. Nothing. Like, bro, I just talked to you.
Yeah.
Like, no smile, no nothing. How did you respond to your boys on other teams? Did you give them a little bit, or was
I enjoyed going out there and talking trash to my boys. Did? Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was fun.
During the game? Were you stone face on them?
Sometimes.
Yeah, own world.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. I played angry.
Yeah, I didn't play angry.
I played angry. I had to, like, hate something.
Mm.
Like, something had to.
Yeah, and then I was a wedge buster.
Yeah.
When you're a wedge buster, you gotta be very angry, bro. Like, you gotta throw your head in the light.
I had to get my mind right.
People, man. There's nothing calm about that.
I had to get my mind right. Yeah. All right, the quarterbacks that kind of get all pumped up. Yeah. Do you think that's just too much?
That's too much. You're a quarterback. You gotta be calm.
I always think that. Like, I like the Tom Brady, you know.
That's every once in a while.
Yeah, but he can get that, though. Yeah. Like, he's Tom Brady. I need you to be like that, but I need you to be more chill. Like, I know Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's a little too calm, mm-hmm. but I'm all right with that for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of just, I'm chill, I'm under control. I don't want you being too wild as a quarterback.
Are you all right with that ass whipping they just took?
No. That's not at all.
Golly.
Not at all.
38-3?
Yeah, that was something else. That lets you know.
What in the world?
Something's going on over there, man. I don't know if they can get out of it. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if they can shake out of this. What do you think?
The only thing that, like, when I was watching the game, they looked lifeless, right?
Yeah,
they looked listless. They look like a dead football team, right?
Yeah.
But the only thing I will say is those same New Orleans Saints smashed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, 38-3.
Yeah.
Exact same scoreline.
Yep.
And the Bucs went on to win the Super Bowl. So, like you said at the beginning of this show. Don't panic. But still, I think given all the stuff that happened this offseason, right,
mm-hmm.
with Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
for him to go out there and perform probably his worst game as a pro.
Never seen that
bad
before.
Bad timing, J-Bell.
Bad timing. I will say something about the Saints. We talked about this off air. Like how I said that off air, mm-hmm. like we're always on air or something. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, off air.
You've been on air for like 9 hours.
Yeah, yeah, like off air. Like, are we becoming those people?
Yeah, you said off air. You tried to be sexy.
It was just, I threw it out there like I had to check myself. Like, who am I talking about?
Trying to be too sexy.
Yeah, that's. Let me take that back. Right. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
Is that better?
I really
appreciate
that. Off air
thing was just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, checking me, because I don't want to become that guy.
You think you're too sexy?
Just
you think you're sexy?
Well, you know, the song's out. You know, when they start, the rappers.
Too sexy for my. Speaking of,
have you seen that original video?
I've seen it. Isn't that Right Said Fred?
Yes.
Yeah. Right Said Fred.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard Drake's album?
Yeah. Yeah. I have.
Have you heard Kanye West's album?
Yes.
Which one did you prefer?
Well, I haven't listened to Kanye's as much as I have Drake's.
So you prefer Drake's?
I like them.
Kind of like, kind of like when I was talking about that chicken. Remember? Oh, so you didn't like the chicken?
I did like it. Me and OC had a barbecue one time. This is hilarious. And OC love, we love our food. And I'm trying to put my plate together. So I'm looking at OC's plate and I'm thinking, what is he eating? That's what I'm going to attack at the barbecue. And he had the chicken on the side. And I said, what about the chicken? He goes, nah, I'm a little full. I go, oh, so you didn't like the chicken? And he just starts busting up because he was trying to be
trying
polite.
To be nice.
But I'm like, you didn't eat it. You didn't like it. He said, no, I'm full. So that's the chicken story. And
so
I don't even know what we're talking about.
We were talking about Drake and Kanye West.
Yeah. So I didn't like,
you prefer Drake, basically.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but probably, you know.
It, I got you.
I like the beats, man. Yeah. I didn't over-listen to it. It's not like in complete rotation, but it's kind of hard to miss because everybody's playing it, man.
Everybody is playing
it's,
it, man.
It's like got the top 10 songs in some Billboard chart that I forget that I saw on Instagram.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Drake. He's high level.
Like, yeah.
He's making moves.
I mean, he's doing his thing.
But I preferred Kanye West's album.
I know you did because I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
I saw you said that.
I preferred Kanye West, right? I believe that these two albums, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were talking to two different people.
Yes, agreed.
I think that's really what it is. Like, Kanye's album, I've listened to it over and over and over again.
Mm.
The Drake album, I listened to it once, and I was like, okay, cool. This was nice. It was cool. It was like bubblegum. Spit that out.
Oh,
right?
Wow. Well, yeah, that's
that was Drake. But the Kanye album, the things he was talking about,
yes,
and the way he was talking,
mm-hmm.
like I felt it in my soul. I felt like
really?
He was talking. Yes.
Wow.
And I don't really, you know, I had stopped messing with Kanye.
Yeah,
for a while.
You're
my
not.
Brother Jimbo was like, oh, you got to hear this album, blah, 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 blah. Ah, it's the best album ever. I said, get out of here, Jimbo, right? Because I was messing with Kanye West.
Right.
But because I don't have any hate in my blood, right?
No.
When I heard it, I had to acknowledge. I was like, yo, this is crazy. It was an incredible album.
It's interesting you say that because I thought you would go that way. And I thought you would say that because it's against what everybody else is trying to say is cool.
Yeah.
And you're not that guy.
Yeah. I'm the other guy. I'm the other guy.
You're going to find something. There was one thing I was going to say. And it's about what I want to watch this year. I want to see what happens. And I want everybody, football fan or not, to kind of check this out. We know what's happening in New Orleans with, they had another hurricane, right? And I was playing in Houston when that happened. And the whole team is in Texas now, right? They're all together. They flew out families, everything. And when you see a game like they had, a performance like that, OC, I want to know your opinion. Does it just make you a more dangerous team when you are truly a family now?
Yeah.
Like you're spending – I read an article where – I think a coach was talking about seeing players with their kids, you know, running in the hallways and in that kind of atmosphere. We don't see that in NFL.
Yeah, never do.
Is that going to be a competitive advantage this year?
I think it's going to be an advantage, especially early on in the season.
Yes,
right?
While people they're displaced like that.
Yeah, but these guys, you know, you're around each other like that for that extended period of time and you go through something. Your city goes through something that's traumatic, right? And so you come together as a team, right? And you spend so much time around each other. You get to really know each other. And guess what? You stop playing for the New Orleans Saints. You don't play for them anymore. Now you start to play for Malcolm Jenkins. And now you start to play for Cam Jordan. Or now you start to play for Marcus Davenport. Like, you start to play for your teammates. Yeah. It's the same thing in, like, the Army. They say we don't really fight for America anymore. Like, we start to fight for the guy right next to us. And I think this is exactly what's going to happen with the Saints. You got to be very, very careful, man.
Yeah, let's check that out. That'll be interesting to see next week if they can duplicate this performance and go out there and do it. But you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here, man. We're going to leave on that. And you know one thing I'm ready for?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the uprise, because that means it's time to go. Uprise all day. We don't play. We're not changing our name because OC said we can't, because we probably get kicked off. And you know that's what he's working on. We'll check you out next week. Uprise for life.
That's a good idea, actually. Now that you mention it. That might be the way to get us kicked off.
Don't do it, Simon. Don't let him do it.
Hola, mamacita, come with me for thunder. This your buddy, woman wonder, striking lightning thunder. Why you looking like it's August, it ain't even summer. What's it on your bumper, tell me, what's your name and number?
I get numbers when I'm on the street, but I do not talk too much. Jam-packed gang on the street from the way, but I do not talk too much. When the sun's out, she looks swaggy. And I'm blacked out with no belly. Tell a girl, come chill, we make money.